Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 50, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 16, 1976, in Detroit, Michigan.
Above the five senses of perception, the five working senses and the five objects of the senses is the mind, which is the 16th element. Above the mind is the 17th element, the soul, the living being himself, who, in cooperation with the other 16, enjoys the material world alone. The living being enjoys three kinds of situations, namely happy, distressful, and mixed.
Ekastu Sorasena Krin Sang Saptodatosnute. This is an analytical study of our material body. Very clear analysis. With five working senses, voice, bhav, pani, payu, udara, upastha. Voice, arms, legs, anus, and genital. There are 24, the total material constituent parts. 25, sometimes 26, they say. These 17 and the five elements, gross and three subtle elements. In this way, altogether, 25 including the soul. The soul is pure spirit, and other 24 elements, they are different varieties of material covering. In this way, we are entangled, and we are desiring, and nature is giving us facility to enjoy our desires. This is material world. So unless we are free from all kinds of desire, we shall be entangled with these elements. Suppose bhakti marga, devotional service, means no more material desire. It is difficult because we are associated with the material desire, life after life, from time immemorial. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings therefore, Anadi Parama Phale, Hori Bhavar Nava Jale, Tori Bare Nadeki Upar. Anadi Parama, time immemorial, fallen in this ocean of fruitive activities, and I have no rescue from this ocean. Toribare nadeki upar. This is our position. Very, very difficult to come out of these elements. But if we practice, that is possible. Abhyasa yoga yukte na cetasana atmakamina. Cetasana atmakamina. This is practice. Mind is going somewhere. When we sit down, the mind is manufacturing so many ideas. All of a sudden, mind is attracted by something which has no connection with my present position, still mind is dragging. Therefore Arjuna said, when you are advised by Krishna that you concentrate your mind, that is the yoga practice, yoga indriya samyam. So Arjuna said, Krishna, it is not possible. Chanchalahi mana krishna pramati bhagavad gṛham. Dasyaham nigraham manni vāyuriyu sudhuskaram. It is not possible for us. But if we concentrate our mind on Krishna, then it is possible. Otherwise, savi manak krishna padāraṁ sayo vācāṁ subhikuntra jñānu vandana. If we engage our senses only on Krishna, always fixed up in Krishna, then it is possible. To engage the mind means, as it is said here, that panchabhi, the mind, means controlling all the senses. So if you control the mind, then all the other senses will be controlled. So therefore it is advised that you engage your mind in Krishna. Vācānsi vaikuntha gunānu vandane. And vākvānipāya, the voice, and voice, arms, legs, hands, and genitals. The voice should be engaged in vibrating Krishna activities. Read Bhagavad Gita, read Srimad Bhagavatam, and talk about Krishna. Then voice is engaged. Vācānsi vaikuntha gunānu vandane. Always engage your voice in chanting or speaking about Krishna. The mind is engaged automatically. Then arms, the hand is engaged in cleansing the temple. Sri Vigraha Rādhana Nityanāna Sindhāra Tanaman Dhiramājanādhu. This is advice. This is business of Guru to engage. How the arms can be engaged? You can engage your arms for decorating the deity, for seeing the clothing, dress, garden. In this way you can engage your arms. Voice in speaking about Krishna, eyes to see Krishna, nicely decorated, come to the temple. For coming to the temple, your legs will be used. And after coming to the temple, your hands will be used, your eyes will be used, your ear will be used, your tongue will be used. Chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam. In this way, if we engage all our senses in Krishna consciousness, then we are victorious. Otherwise, it is not possible. Samai manak krishna padara vinnaya vācānsi vaikuntha gunānu vandane. We have got our senses. Senses cannot be stopped working. That is not possible. See, Mahabhadi philosopher, they say, the stop is nibbāna. Buddha philosophy, stop sense activity. That is not possible. That is impossible. Then how we can control the senses? You can control the senses by engaging all of them in Krishna service. That is difficult. Otherwise, therefore our business is artificially, I shall not see anything. So how is this possible? You see in the mind. Suppose you close your eyes, but there are so many impressions, they will come in this mind. Even if you close your eyes. The so-called meditation means he has closed his eyes, means thinking of his beloved or his business or something like that. So it is not possible. It is, first of all, you have to fix up your mind in Krishna. Always think of Krishna. That is advised by Krishna. Manvana bhavamad bhakta bhaktyaji maam namaskuru. These four principles guarantee, Krishna said, maam eva ishati yasamsaya. If you simply execute these four things, then Krishna guarantees, asamsaya, without any doubt, you are coming back to me, back to home, back to God. It's so nice. So, mind engaged in Krishna. Always think of Krishna. We are seeing Krishna here, so nicely dressed, decorated, and immediately there is impression of the mind. And you can think the whole day, and Krishna says, he is first class yogi. Who? Yogi nāvati sarvesāṁ madgata antarātmanā sadhyāvāna bhajati yomā samīvikṣitam. He is first class yogi. There are different types of yogi. Krishna said, yogi nāvati sarvesāṁ. Sarvesāṁ means all different kinds of yogi. There are many. So, but one yogi, bhakta yogi, or dhyana yogi, who is always thinking of me within the mind, he is first class. He is first class. That we have to practice. We have got our senses, and the sense we are covered by the network of the senses. The knowledge gathering senses, the working senses, the sense objects, everything is explained here. Panchabhi kurute sasan, panchabhi rasa panchabhi, ekastu sarasena trin svayam, sapto dasasmate. So this is practice. This is called bhakti yoga practice. Engage your senses, all senses, working senses, and perceiving senses, everything in Krishna, and that will make you perfect. So, the mind, as it is said here, similarly, Krishna personally said that, sabai yogi namapi sarvesam, sabai manav Krishna, mind, engage, always mind, do something for Krishna. Then the mind automatically will be engaged. Just like a nationality, a family man, is doing always something for the welfare of the family, or for the welfare of the society, as a big nationalist leader. Why they become big leaders? Why they are worshipped? Because they are thinking always of the nation, of the community, they are adored, that is good. But a Vaishnava is not only thinking of the community or society and family, he is thinking of all living entities, Lokana, Vitabhana, all planets, that is Vaishnava. Nāna-sāsa-vicāra-nekunipunō sat-dharma-sāpukō lokānā-hitakārino tivuvane-mannō sadam-jāta. This is Vaishnava business. They are not thinking for a particular, that includes, Krishna includes everything. So if you think of Krishna, then automatically you will think of everything, the same process. Watering the root, why you are quitting, where was the necessity to come in the Western country. No, Krishna wants, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants, therefore devotee goes from town to town, village to village, prithivita asivato nagarari gram. This is Vaishnava. And he is thinking for everyone, because it is a fact. Without Krishna consciousness, everyone is suffering. Just a fact. So therefore preaching is so important to awaken. Jivijago, Gurachan. This is Gurachan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, to awaken everyone from this material entanglement. That is preaching. Actually they are suffering. Bhukta pradiyate. We are getting this element according to the circumstances, according to the body, the same engagement, but quality. A dog has not body. I have got body. The body is made of the same ingredient. But according to the body or quality of the body, the thinking, feeling, willing and activities are different. Because mind sphere of activities, thinking, feeling and willing, psychology. So, according to the body, just like a child, his thinking, feeling, willing is different from the child's father. Why? Because he has got a body, child, and the father has got a different one. People cannot understand. We are changing. Child is the father of man. So the same child, he has become now father. But he is not talking nonsense now, because the body has changed. The child is talking so many nonsense things. People laugh, enjoy. But if the father talks nonsense, then he will call, here is the rest. So because the body has changed. So in this way, body is being changed. The child is becoming father, the body has changed. Still, you cannot understand how the change of body, transformation of the body, does not make any transformation of the owner of the body. Dehirasmindyathadehe kaumana jovanam. He is there, but according to the body, he is behaving differently. When he is in the cat's body, he is behaving differently. When he is in the dog's body, he is behaving differently. When he is human body, he is behaving differently. When he is child's body, this is all due to the body. So therefore, when we come to the full-fledged human form of life, develop consciousness, we must utilize it as it is advised by Krishna himself, manvana bhavavad bhakta madhya jima yamastu. Always think of me, manvana, and who can think of Krishna unless he is devotee, manvana bhavamadu. Who is not devotee, he will think of something else. Why he think of Krishna? Therefore, to stick to this principle, to apply the mind always in Krishna, that means he is devotee. This is devotee. Devotee means not with four hands or four legs. No. The hands, legs are the same. But his mode of thinking differs. that's all. That is devotee. Devotee does not depend on the country, color, or religion, circumstance. Devotee means mind. Anyone who is always thinking of Krishna, he is devotee. That is the first qualification of the Madhvana Bhagavad Bhakti. Therefore, we have to practice. Abhyasa Yogaji, this is called Abhyasa. Mind is going out of my control. I want to think of Krishna, but mind is thinking something else. This is called yoga practice. So we have to catch again mind. Why you are going there? Come here, think of it. Then that is right. That is called yoga. You cannot allow the mind. And when you can control the mind, generally we are controlled by the mind. That is the position of our conditioned life. Baddhaji and Muktaji, liberated soul and conditioned soul. What is the difference? Conditioned soul means who is becoming conditioned by the mind, or controlled by the mind, is conditioned. A liberated soul means who is not conditioned by the mind. Mind says, why not smoke one cigarette? And when you will be able to no cigarette, then you control the mind. Mind will say always, for some sense gratification. But when you control the mind, then you are liberated person. Therefore, the Sami means control, or Goswami. Sami does not mean you simply stamp over your name, Sami. No, Sami means the controller of the mind. He is not controlled by the mind. He controls the mind. Then he is Sami. Goswami, Go means senses, and Sami means master. When you are able to control your senses, then you are Goswami or Sami, the saint. Otherwise, go das. Das means servant. Everyone in this material world, he is go das. Go das means servant of the mind, servant of the senses. Everyone, servant of the senses. He may be very big man, but he is servant of the senses. So, the spiritual process, spiritual advancement means that at the present moment we are all servants of the senses or of the mind. Mind is the master of the senses, central point. Therefore, if you can control the mind, then you can control the senses. So about the senses, the tongue is the most formidable, very difficult to control. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Tāramadhe jivhāvati lobhamāya sudurvati tare leta kothina samsā. Of all the senses, the tongue is the strongest enemy, always proposing, eat this. Let's see, a tongue only, one person eats little bit of beef only, not much. No, I have said, a piece of beef. But for the satisfaction of the senses, thousands of animals and animals are eating. You see, they cannot control this, a bit of beef. They cannot control. If they decide that we are prohibiting, no meat eat. So this is controlling the sense. Because unless you bring the senses under control, there is no question of spiritual advance. Dharma Dijo, Janamayukana Vigrihame Sukham Nitiksham. Tippandaneha kripana bahudukkha bhaja. The sense, the tongue, the belly, the straight line, and then the genitals. If you can control the tongue, then you can control your belly, and then you can control your genitals. And that is required. Unless you can control the genitals, there is no question of liberation from this material bond. This is the principle. Therefore, by practicing bhakti yoga, gradually, immediately it is not possible, but gradually, by sticking to the regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna, we shall be able to control the senses, and the first sense is the tongue. Sevan mukhehi jivhado svayameva spurattada. Atasya Krishna namadi navabe graiham indriyai. These senses are so strong, they will not allow me to become Krishna conscious. They will not allow me. Atasya Krishna namadi. Krishna to Krishna consciousness means to understand Krishna, His name, His form, His pastime, His paraphernalia, so many things. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. How much we have to learn about Him, just imagine. So all these things cannot be understood by these blunt senses engaged in material senses. That is not possible. Therefore you have to control the senses. Atasya Krishna namadi na bhave grahyam indriyai. Our indriyas, we are not habituated to use this indriya for material sense enjoyment. Therefore these indriyas, senses, is not fit for understanding Krishna. It has to be purified. The senses, you cannot stop the activities of the senses, but you have to purify. That is recommended, that purification of the senses begins from the tongue. Therefore we have recommended that don't eat meat, don't taste intoxication, don't illicit sex, from the tongue it goes to, sex is not prohibited, but illicit sex, that is control. That is control. If one is allowed to have unlimited, unrestricted sex, then he is doomed. Better restrict your sex in one. That means gradually it will be controlled. So we have to follow this. If we are actually serious about Krishna consciousness and going back to home, back to Godhead, make our life successful in this very life, then successful means mukti, to be not entangled again with this material body. Sapta deha punarjanmana iti mame. That is that. After giving up this body means the combination of the so many 24 elements. So long we'll be entangled within this network of 24 elements, it is called conditioned jaya. And mukti, liberation means no more entanglement. Mukti hitya anatha rupam. We are now entangled in this 24 elements. And mukti means we are not entangled. Mukti hitya unnatharo. Because we are entangled, we are thinking otherwise. I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that, I have got so many duties, I have got these things. But when one understands that these so-called duties are entanglement of these 24 elements of matter. I do not belong to this, I am aloof. I am aloof. This understanding is called Brahma-bhuta, prasadnāma. at least theoretically, if we understand, then our duty changes. Prasanna, fixta. That whatever I am doing now, I am doing with this material, for the benefit of this material, not for my personal benefit. I am not these 24 elements. This is called mukti. So we have to practice, we are accustomed to these material entanglements, and this practice is there. Then gradually we shall be freed from this entanglement. Sarvapadhi vinir muktam tatparatena nirmalam. That is purification. When we become free from this designation. Then Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti. And when we are free from this, then bhakti actually begins after liberation. Bhakti is not nidvitta tarasai rupagiyamana. Nidvitta, one who has seized Krishna. Krishna means aspiration. We have got so many aspirations. So, this transcendental life or chanting of Hare Krishna is meant for the liberated one. Nidvitta tarasai rupagiyamana bhavosadhi sutra manobhinama. This chanting is the medicine for our condition state. Nidvitta tarasai rupagiyamana bhavosadhi sutra manobhinama. Ka uttama sloka gunanubhada virajyati pumana vina pasugna. Pasugna, animal killer. Pasugna has two meanings. One is killing himself, he is also pasugna. And one is killing animals, he is also pasugna. Therefore, meat eating is prohibited. That if you remain a killer of animals, then you cannot be purified. There is a sense no meat eating. So in this way, you cannot stop the activities of the senses. That is not possible. Because I am a living being. If the sense activities are stopped, then what is my life? I am finished. But that can't be. This is impossible. The Buddha philosophy is stop, nirvana, stop the activities of the senses. That is not possible. Stop means you stop material activities. A boy is, when he is child, he is simply doing all nonsense and creating a disturbance. The same boy, when he is engaged in reading and writing, going to school, he is a good boy. Similarly, you cannot stop the activities of your senses, but when you engage your senses in the activities of Krishna, that is perfection of life. Thank you very much.